Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
All breathe her air. Only one mother. We all have to share. We need to walk gently. Each son and daughter. Earth is our mother. Sky is our father. Leave no trace.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest by the name of Lizzie Starr. And Lizzie Starr was born and raised in England. She comes from a large family full of love and light and healing. And she's known as the medium. She actually, from a very young age, had a gift that she didn't understand. And she was has been passed through her family from generations, and she's been very blessed with this gift, and she actually attended the Arthur Findlay College in England. As her knowledge grew, so did Lizzie, and in many ways, she attended many spiritual churches around the world, teaching, and she gained knowledge among like-minded people. Lizzie will tell you this is the best sort of experience for anyone wanting to learn. Being a people person, it all seems so right. Her love for her work and love that she has for spirit drove her to become what she is today, a person that is full of respect and gratitude for each and everything. She's writing a book about her journey with spirit. She's putting it into words. She's also working with jewelry. She has a jewelry line. She's an energy healer. She's got so much going on right now, and you can reach Lizzie at lizziestarr@heavenlystarjewelry.com. Her website is heavenlystarjewelry.com as well. So I'm very excited to have Lizzie here, and I'm actually going to bring her live. Hello, Lizzie.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for having me. It's so nice to be back.
It's wonderful to have you back.
I'm trying to get into your radio show here on the computer, but I can't find it anywhere. I must be looking at the wrong things, huh?
Oh, you must be. That's really funny. Well, it's on GGM. It's up there, so I'm pretty excited to have you here. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how you got started?
Well, it's so funny. I was a little girl. And my grandma used to take me to visit with my uncle who was ill in the hospital. And a few years later, he died. And then after that, we used to visit him in his grave. And she used to talk to him like he was still there and if he was as real as real. And so I just thought that was natural and that's what everybody did. And I talked to him too and then everyone else in the graveyard too. So, you know, you just find that there's something not right after a while, that other people are not seeing what you can see and do what you do. And I sort of closed it down for a while because it's sort of scary, you know, that people think you are different or, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people being through it that, you know, that you're not right or there's something mentally wrong with you or you have a mental illness, because that's not what people do. So this is what really got to me, you know, so I put it away for a while. And then, of course, everything comes in its own time, and Spirit brought me back at the very right time to work with them. And I haven't looked back since. I've just gone for it, you know, because that's the way I do it. So it's been a very wonderful journey all the way through. So, you know, I just enjoy every second of it and follow an awful lot of what comes on the, you know, the Facebook and stuff like this. Watch a lot of people that are coming up the ladder and enjoying exactly what I did. So it's really wonderful. And I have been very blessed to travel the world doing this work. And, you know, I'm moving in so many different directions. And life's really a blessed one if you just open your heart to the gifts that, you know, that are around you. And many people don't call this a gift. They just call it, you know, whatever they need to call it. But a lot of people you hear say, well, it's not a gift. But to me, it's definitely a gift. It's a gift and a blessing. And it's, you know, it's the best job in the whole world, I do believe. And that's a blessing and a gift in itself. So from there, from when I was young, with this sort of gift, that I didn't understand, of course, because I just thought everybody else saw exactly the same. You don't realize when you're a child that this is different, you know, but I quickly learned that it was. And then, you know, I just got married and put that away and didn't even think of it for a while. And then when I was needed by the spirit world, of course, they brought it all back to me. And it seemed so right. And but it was a struggle because, you know, where do you begin and where do you sort of get yourself out there because it's moving in that direction. So I started in the churches around England, which was wonderful because there's many, many spiritual churches here. And then I started to do a greater lot of, how can I put this, learning into a different, that you go higher from the church, you go higher up, then you go to the college in Stansted in London, and that's where you sort of finish off before you can sort of go out on your own and say that you are a medium. So that's exactly how it all worked. And then, of course, I came to America for about 14, 15 years and still there, back in Europe for a while, and then back again. But it seems that this work takes you everywhere, and wherever the spirit point you, you sort of follow without question because they know better than we do. Of course, they know everything more than we do, and it is... it's just a wonderful, wonderful job, and I absolutely love it. And I love the philosophy of the spirit, too. I love to talk about the spirit world because... You know, without them, we would not be as far forward as we are today without the trust and love that they bring. And you do have to have a lot of trust and a lot of love because this job is a serious job. You know, you're working with people's emotions and they're not to be messed around with because sometimes people get really hurt or they take things far too, you know, too much to themselves because people just don't give over the right way. Sometimes, you know, somebody will tell you, oh, I think your granddad's going to die or you're going to die or blah, 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 which the spirit world would never do. That is not a medium. They do not give you a death. Some people can have a dream that, their grandma or grandpa's going to die the next day, and they usually do. But that's a different way. That's coming to someone who maybe, you know, has never done it before, or maybe they have, I don't know. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that they've had it that way, and it's wonderful the way it works. But they certainly don't tell you to give it to others to frighten them, because that's just not what the spirit will do, because I don't believe they truly know exactly when people are going. Only God knows that, you know. So, so I don't believe in that sort of stuff. So there you go.
There you go. That's really perfect. That's, you know, I like your style. I like how you are just, you know, so direct with people and how you can communicate that well. I just thought everybody could do that, you know, because that's how a good majority of us are. So you just sort of started out this way when you were young and you just assumed everybody else could do this too.
Absolutely, because you know, when you're a child, you're innocent. You know, you don't know that even about the spirit. I don't think, you know, it's not like they're coming through to you as spirits. They're coming through to you as real people. You know, and you talk to them and they talk back to you. But it's because of the world opening up now and more people believe, and the spirit world is opening up a lot of doors of communication, that I think, you know, it's better for the kids of these days growing up and being born into it, because it's already laid out for those. You know, it took a long time, like evolution with life and everything else. It takes time. So, you know, that time was not right for me when I was a child because it wasn't talked about as much as it is now. But, of course, when the spirit world puts the light back on in your mind, you know, they throw the switch, you know, that, you know, maybe this is the right time because there's an excitement about it. There's, you know, I got really excited but really scared too. And I didn't have too much confidence either because where I was being trained, of course, there was fantastic mediums, you know, and how do you live up to that one? You know, you follow and they train you and try to show you the way. But, of course, it has to come within. That fear has to go and you have to just step out into the limelight, if you will, and just go for it. And that's what I did. But it took me a while because I used to sit down and think, oh, my goodness, I hope one day I can be that good. And, of course, the mediums used to say you can, but you hold yourself back. And it's something I think a lot of us do. We go through that phase of, what can you call it, that little bit of doubt within yourself. And that's got to be learned also. You just can't, you know, stand up and do it. You need to have those fears a little because they show you the way, if you will. Well, I don't like calling them fears, but apprehension, let's say. You have a little apprehension, and it's good for you, I do believe, because, you know, you have no ego attached that way. And you get out there and you do just what you have to do, and it just seems to come natural after a while.
That's very cool. So I see that you got into working with jewelry as well, which looks like a very wonderful thing for you. It looks very therapeutic and interesting. How did you get into doing that? Because you have some really beautiful pieces here.
Well, it came once again from the spirit world, and I sit with the angels an awful lot. And the way it came about, Amanda, was here in England, before I even came to the States, I loved crystal balls because, you know, as a child, you see these films like the lady puts her hands over the crystal balls and she looks inside and she can see things. Well, to me as a child, that used to be fascinating. But, of course, you can't take a crystal ball everywhere with you. They're far too heavy. And so I started with a beautiful Swarovski crystal ball that I had made for me that fit around my neck. And it's a big one, but not too bulky and too big. It's a nice size, about 25 mil. And I sat with the spirit world, and I looked into the body of people, and I saw different colors. So between the spirit and myself, we were able to scan the body of the person who was maybe ill. And with the colors of the crystal balls that I make, they coordinated with the color of the body. So let's say I had a red crystal ball, and this one to me expresses the blood because of the red in the blood. It also, you know, shows me to the depths of red in the body, how bad this problem be. It could be a blood problem that you have AIDS, say, or you have blood pressure, just something ordinary. But each one has a different depth of color to the red. And so when I look into the body, if it's a very, very deep, deep red, I know that that person has a problem real deep. But if it's like the beginning of a lovely red, then I know that, you know, maybe they're going to be okay and we can go in and heal it. If I see blue, then I know I can go in and heal with the spirit world because it's nothing too much. It might be depression or stress or something like that that's not too bad. You know, we can cure that. If I see yellow, and every color I'm giving you has a crystal ball to go along with it, I do one, a big one and a smaller one, because each of us have a different, you know, we don't always like what everyone else likes. So the yellow one is for addictions. And if I look into the body and I see yellow that's a pale yellow, then I know that the addiction has maybe just started. Or, you know, it may be a smoking addiction or a drinking addiction or even drugs, but they come in different yellows to me, so I know exactly which way to go with it. Then if I see green, to me this is the color of growth, in because the grass grows so beautiful. Everything around you grows with that color. But for me, it's the color of the cancer. So I don't let anyone buy that one if they have a disease because it enhances that to grow. But it does help you if you've got a child at school or something and they wear it. It really helps them to grow and to have confidence and to go forward. But to once again, to the depths of color, if I see a very, very light green, then I know that you can be healed. If it's the darkest, darkest green, then I don't even bother because I know I can't even go there, you know, so I have to get around it a different way. If I see a clear body, clear mind, body and spirit, then I know you're very well connected, maybe a medium, maybe a prophet, maybe just someone who is very intuitive, but you have a great balance in the body. And so all the jewelry that I make, I don't make anything that doesn't have a meaning attached to it. So I enjoy that too. I do a bracelet for the chakras that keeps the chakras aligned, because this is where we get ill sometimes. If your chakra wheels are not turning as they should, then there's a blockage there somewhere that will send the rest of them out of sync. And so this is why I work with this beautiful jewelry.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really wonderful. You've got quite a gift there with all the different pieces that you make with earrings and, you know, the different explanations of the colors and why. And I like that you were fascinated with a crystal ball when you were, you know, that age. And you're like, well, you can't lug a crystal ball everywhere, but you can certainly. That just makes so much sense to me. I totally understand that. So it looks like here you do healing as well. That's very cool that you are also involved with energy healing.
Absolutely. And I know you are too, and I know you're very good at it, but the spirit world once again gave me a different package with this one. I work so different, and I have a new package out because I've just healed 3 people with cancer and we're completely clear. So, but not me, the spirit, but they gave me a package, and you are very kindly going to put me some beautiful essences together that will help with that too. But it comes with a beautiful essence that is in a bottle that's already made up from the archangels, and it's from the Aura Soma collection, which then works on the aura. It aligns with the part that you are ill. So this is how it works. I haven't even launched it yet. It's coming. But let's say, Amanda, you called me and you had heard that I could do a lot of healing with you. So I would say, okay, Amanda, I'm going to look into your body, but I want you to tell me exactly where you're having the pain. And then I would say to you, okay, I know now how I'm going to work with you. So I would then sit with the spirit world and compile a CD for you. I will lead you through the breathing exercises, and I would lead you through a visualization of how I want you to deal with this illness so as we can sort of get rid of it, because the body has a great way of healing itself. It's just that we don't know how to do it. So I will take you then on the most wonderful journey of how to heal this beautiful disease, because that's all it is. And I call it beautiful because everything that God gives us is beautiful and we can heal. So we get right down to it, and I'll take you through the program. It's not long. It's simple and it's short, and it's not laborious and long, and you've just about had enough by the time you come to the end. It's where I will explain to you where my hands will be laying around your body. You will feel the heat from that vibration. And like I said, I will take you through a visualization so you yourself have to do the work also, because it's a 50-50 thing. If we're going to heal you, we need you also, because you are the most important person there. Then it comes along with a color. And it is the color of the chakra point that is at the illness that we help to cure. So all of this is in a great big bundle, and it's absolutely exciting. I'm absolutely thrilled, and I will be launching it hopefully next week.
Nice.
Sorry about this.
Very
I just
nice.
Had a cough.
Oh, no, you're fine. That's perfectly normal. And also, it looks like a lot of your good work is in mediumship as well. Do you want to share with the listeners a little bit about that as well?
Well, you know, I've been a medium for so long. It's just like speaking to you right now. It just is so natural to me. And sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit much, because sometimes I say to myself, okay, I've done enough, I'm done. But truly, I'm never done, because the spirit world entrusts you to this job. So I link up with the spirit. I don't use tarot cards. I don't use cards at all. I just listen to the voices as they come through. And it's awkward doing the radio sometimes, because I'm fast and furious, Amanda. And
yes, you
I've
are.
Been so many people. I'll bring so many people's names through that you cannot comprehend them all in one go. But as I work in real life, if you were sitting in my office, of course, I would automatically write, and everything that comes sort of out of my mouth goes on that paper, especially names and dates and important times. But on the radio, of course, it's a little bit more difficult to do, but we seem to get through it. But a medium's job is a serious job because, like I said in the beginning, you are dealing with people's emotions and their lives, and that's not to be messed with. You can't mess around with that, you know. You have to be very, not polite, I'm looking for the right word. You have to be very careful how you put your messages over as not to offend, or because the spirit world can bring you some stuff and you think, well, I'm not going to say that. But they need the message coming over. So you have to be very diplomatic in the way you deliver. And I think that's where I really got the up to a fine art, if you like, because I try to be diplomatic. And I used to get a little bit uppity sometimes because people couldn't take all the names and stuff I was giving them. But I had to realize that if I was on the other end of the reading, I'd be just as confused because it comes so fast. But I do it fast because I want you to have as much as possible in that reading that I can give you, you know, because it does come through fast. I don't have to fight for words or anything because it flows through me naturally. So it's just the way I do it, Amanda. I've tried to slow down, but it's impossible.
Yeah, well, you know, from what I understand when spirit speaks, at least from the experiences that I've had with spirit, and you can validate me if I'm wrong here, but it comes so fast. You know, for me, I tell people you really do need to have a pen and paper in hand because everything just comes through you so quickly that, you know, the information, it's almost like you have to literally write so speedy that you don't know what's hitting you because it comes so fast. So I know where you're coming from when you say your delivery from spirit is just so fast and I want to give them so much. And that's why, you know, when I tune in, you know, I go so quickly and I tell them, you know, take it down or record it. You know, both of those things are very handy tools that I tell people to use all the time and to write down, you know, anything that they want to, you know, ask. That's just what I do in coaching a person during a session. So I'm sure for you, spirit comes through just as fast.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I've learned that I just give it and leave it because sometimes that person really cannot take what you're giving them. But later they'll always come back and say, oh my goodness, I found it. And I always say to people, go back and listen to the archives. You may make more sense of it that way. You know, but of course, when you're in the office, you can spend that much more quality time because you have the time. It's not like you have to do a 10-minute read or a 5-minute read. It's, you know, you get to know that person. You get to become friends with that person. Many times I've made hundreds and hundreds of friends in the United States, and it's just because you take your time and you care. You know, you have to care. It's a person who trusts you. You know what I mean? So it's one of those sort of jobs. If you haven't got compassion, then move out of the way.
Absolutely. Well, compassion is really what, you know, this gift takes form of. And I think it's great that you're starting to write a book about, you know, your life and your journey. I know that that's going to be something I definitely want to pick up because I've just been fascinated at all the things you've been doing with your energy work and the jewelry that you make based on what you're feeling and, you know, even the healing. All of it tied into one is just so fascinating watching, you know, your journey and how many lives you touch and all of that. And I'm sure there are many, many events and people that just stand out to you as you do this work.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was doing, I had lunch today with some friends of mine, but I was doing reads all this morning and later today. But we were going over that because she was a medium also. And the lives that you surely do touch, you know, it's when you're feeling down, let's say I had a day that I was down, the spirit world always rewards you and they'll send you a beautiful message somehow through the email from someone who you've touched their life and now they're touching your life back again. So, you know, it's it's a wonderful wonder. It's like being in Disney World all the while. You know, we're with different spirits all the time and different people. And everyone is different. Each and every one of us is different. we all have different things. So no two reads ever go the same, even though I know some mediums who every read seems to be the same. It seems to be, well, that was the same as the last one, and that's the same as the last one. But that's how they must get it. You know, it tickles me, but that's how they must come through. But I can truly say I don't think I've ever had one that's exactly like the other, you know, because how could they be? We're all individual, right?
That's absolutely right. Well, you know, I think that if they are in sync, you know, I tell people that's divine synchronicity. And if you're getting the same reading or you're getting a like situation, you know, maybe that's because there's a message in that too. I mean, not a day goes by with the work that I do as well that I turn around and I go, boy, I just learned something from that, or wow, I went through that, or that's so familiar. You know, that just seems to be one of the common things. Do you have any particular situations with yourself that, you know, you've been involved with people? You don't have to, like, disclose private information. I know, protect the innocent. But is there something maybe that you want to share about one of your people who have really, you know, just made an eye-opening impact in your life with the, you know, situations you've dealt with?
Well, I've got so many, but I don't know where to start. That's not having an ego. I'm just thinking of all the people, because this is synchronicities. This is exactly what happened to me today at lunch. And the one that really stands out is I had this doctor come in for a reading. I didn't know him, and he brought his wife with him. And they sat together, and she was very worried, and I could see that there was a heaviness around him. So I just went to Spirit and asked him to give me something to put a smile on his face, but it didn't quite work out that way. They came through, and his father came through, and I saw an accident, and he was a little boy, and I saw that he nearly died, but his brother did. And so I brought that through, and his wife said, no, that's not right. And he said, oh, but it is. And she said, no, you've never told me. And he said, but it's right, Elizabeth's right. So I said to him, your father's telling me you have a heavy, heavy burden upon your shoulders. Well, this man was being sued for about $10 million, and his wife wanted to sort of clear the debt and move on and didn't want to go to court. But, of course, his father came through to say, you know what, go for it. So he took me at my word and his father, and he went for it. And it's a very, very long story. I helped him with the jury. I helped him at the courthouse and everything. And your hair would curl if I told you what happened. But after everything had been sorted, I was on my way home from the store 3 days later after the jury had gone out to deliberate. And if he'd have lost this, he would have been $10 million down in the hole. But I assured him that he could win by this, you know, the scruff of his pants, if you like. And 3 days later, I was coming back from the store, and I heard the Spirit say, you've had a phone call, and he's won. So I got back in, and I said to my husband, we have a phone call, and he's won. And sure enough, he'd won. But his wife was not very happy with the whole scenario, because she said, you're going to listen to a medium, and, you know, you could lose $10 million. And he said, yeah, I am. And, yeah, that really, it was a big thank you there to the Spirit World for someone to trust you that much, you know. And then on the other side of the scale, I had a gentleman come in with his wife, and he folded his arms and he said, I'm here under protest. I don't like this. This is not what I believe in, blah, blah, blah. But my wife wants me to come. So all of a sudden, I was standing on ice in boxer shorts. I became a man. And I said to him, I have a friend here of yours. He's telling me that you was having a fight outside and I'm in ice. And he said to his wife, when did you tell Elizabeth that story then? And she just said, well, you know what, I didn't tell her anything about you, but of course you wouldn't have it. Then I told him a ton more. I can't go through it all, else the show would be finished. But toward the end, he said, well, I still don't believe. He said, because you never brought my father through. And I said, well, I'm not finished yet. And all of a sudden, his dad came through, and he was hit on the side of the head with, like, a ball, like off a crane thing. But I went dizzy, but I know I didn't die. And I told him this, and he looked at his wife, and he said, you didn't know that, did you? And she said, no. And that really turned him around. But the moral of this story is, this gentleman had lost God, and he was angry, and he'd lost a lot of things in his life, and he didn't want to believe anymore. And he asked me all about how I knew about his father and how I was standing on the ice. And, of course, I told him all the mechanics of the Spirit, if you will. And I told him that there was a beautiful angel with him, and I suggested he did some prayers and find God back in his heart, and he would be okay. Well, a few days later he called and he said he was talking to the angels and he really did believe. But this gentleman had got something wrong with him that he didn't know and I didn't know. And a few years later, he passed a spirit, but he passed a spirit. He had God back in his life and he believed. So that was another thank you spirit.
That's a beautiful story. And a really good point there that, you know, you brought through everything that was needed. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners today, because I know that they'll take something, you know, they'll take that with them and they'll use that, you know, in their lives. And I really appreciate that story. Do you have any events coming up you would like to announce before we go to a commercial break and then take some callers?
No, not here. I'm in the UK right now, and I have events all over Europe. So it's this end I'm working right now, Amanda. So I'm on the phone from you in the UK, but I will be back.
Wonderful.
I have got some events coming up in California. I have some television work to do out there. So it's all working out, but I don't know which way it's going yet. So whichever way it goes is where the Spirit wants me, and they need me here right now. And then in Europe, I'm going to travel Europe and, you know, do a bit more work out there and spread my wings a little bit more, I think.
Well, you are just doing a lot of things, and that's really great. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, but for those of you listening, you can call in at area code 347-237-5339, and please visit Lizzie's beautiful website at heavenlystarjewelry.com. And again, our phone number to call in is 347-237-5339. Okay, Lizzie, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So I'll see you in a minute,
Amanda,
okay?
Amanda, can you just pick me up on Skype in a minute, because the battery's going on this. I'll come straight through to you.
All right, sure thing. Just while we're taking a break, you can. So you're going to call back in on Skype?
Yeah, it'll just come through. I do it on my own show, but I couldn't find you, so I'm just going to
awesome.
See if I can get
okay,
right
through. Okay, well, I'll see you in a minute, then. I'll just go play some commercials, and I'll see you in a second.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, everybody, you're listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world, Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, a comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339 to talk to Lizzie, and you hit 1. And you can visit Lizzie's website at heavenlystarjewelry.com. Welcome back, Lizzie.
Thank you, Amanda. It's great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. This is wonderful. Glad to have you back as well. Are you ready to take some callers?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to our first caller, which is area code 410. You're on with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
Good. How are you today? This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Doing great. How can we help you?
I'm working diligently on my spiritual awakening, and I was wondering if you had a message for me.
Okay. Has your father passed, or is there a gentleman that's passed to your family?
Yes.
Okay, there's a message for you to tell you. Your dreams are about to come true, young lady. You work very hard at it, and but you have been struggling. Is it your father that's passed?
Yes.
Okay. Were you close to him? Because he's really close to you.
Very close.
Okay, thank you. He's drawing close. Does the month of December mean anything to you?
It's my birthday month.
Happy birthday from your father, and confirmation that your dreams are about to come true. He's sending you the greatest of love here, and he misses you, he said. But, of course, he's not dead. His spirit's still alive and kicking, and he's really close to you. But he misses talking with you one-on-one, or he misses just being with you. But he wants you to know that, because he said, I'm still alive, you know, I'm still here. And he wants you to know that. So he's coming through on a really wonderful vibration there. And he's telling me to tell you he watches you, he's there for you. He wants you to believe in that new and better life, because it's just around the corner. It's what you've been waiting for. It's just that that confidence has to climb up the ladder a little. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely. Who has the M initial, sweetie? Is there a Mary that you know?
Mary used to be an old neighbor.
Okay. Has she passed?
Yes.
Okay. She's just coming through, and she's just acknowledging you also. It's as if, you know, it doesn't matter if it was a neighbor. She still knew you, and, you know, it just gives them the opportunity to say hi, because maybe she never has anyone that may come to her. So we'll just welcome her here.
Well, she was really good to us growing up, too.
Absolutely. And there's a love bond there. So it's like when people, you know, love you in a way, that love bond never dies. So she's coming through very strong for you also. And she's telling me to tell you she's still there. She's still helping you in a different way from the spirit world. And are you a teacher of sorts, or was there a teacher in your family?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. How about to do with Mary?
Well, I guess you could say I'm a Reiki teacher.
There you go. So she's acknowledging the your voice, the way you put it forward. She said that this is a very big thing for you. It's your voice, that's your power. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes you can have power in your fingertips, or, you know, throughout the body, but you have got a strong voice, and you're going to let it be heard also. Your father's very proud of you. But I want to go to the January month away from the December month. Is there something there also? This could be a death, a birth, or a wedding. And also,
yes.
I need a D initial with you, please, like David, Danny, or Derg, or Debbie.
My brother-in-law's last name begins with a D.
Okay, okay. Your father's just acknowledging that then. Okay, and the C initial, please, darling.
I'm sorry, what?
The C initial.
C.
Christine, Christopher, Charlie, Chuck, anybody, give me the C.
Christopher is a neighbor across the street from where we used to live.
Okay, but your father...
Catherine was his mother.
Who?
Catherine was my father's mother.
Okay, Catherine, that's more like it, because your father said, no, it's more closer to home. So, Catherine, it is Catherine. So they're coming through together. There's an awful lot of people here for you, but you're turning the corner right now. You know, they're applauding you for how far you've come, and they're telling you this is just the beginning. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the beginning. It's like you've started a brand new life. All of the teachings that you've done, all of the learning that you've done, is to get you to this pinnacle point in your life right now. There's a big door of opportunity opening for you. They're pushing you through it, as if to say, go on then, go on, let's get through that door.
Does he have a message for my sister and brother? Because he never gives me a message for them.
I was just going to say, you have a sister, correct? And you just asked me first. Okay. I want an S name, sweetie. I'm not saying this is your sister or your brother, but your father just gave me S.
S?
And a J. Thank you.
J was our last name.
Okay. Is there a Susie or a Stan or a Sarah or Susan, anybody?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Anybody connected to your sister in that one? Does she have a child?
Oh, Sarah, yeah. She committed suicide.
There you go. Thank you. There's the connection then. Thank you so much. And who would Sarah be?
My sister is one of my sister's best friends.
Okay, there's the connection. Thank you. So your father is on the right way. Okay, he's sending love to all of them. He never misses them out, but it doesn't seem they ever come for a reading. Do you understand?
Right, right.
So it would be nice if your sister or your brother was to have the passion that you have to talk to your dad, if you understand. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that.
Because it's like a two-way street. Your father can send his love, but he would like to hear the voice of love coming back.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean to say they have to do it. It's just, you know, maybe they would get what they're looking for if they was to step into that 50% area.
Or maybe they don't talk to him as much as I do.
Absolutely. But your father's there with them. I mean, he's right. Who is Robert?
Bobby. Can't think right now.
Okay, your father talks of Bob, I don't know whether he's with him, and something to do with the trains. I don't know if you lived by them or there's some enthusiasm, but I have a train journey, or I have a journey for you, or he's bringing it as a metaphor, but you're on a fantastic journey. But it's as if your father is saying, you know, it would be nice to hear from my children.
Right.
But he's applauding you, and like I said, he bought the confirmation immediately with your birthday month, your birth month, and you acknowledge that. And the way you're going is absolutely wonderful. All he keeps saying is keep going forward, get through that big door of opportunity, because it's the best thing that is ever going to happen to you, getting through that door. It's what you've been waiting for, I want to say, 10 years.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's telling me now is the time. You've done your apprenticeship. It's time to reap the rewards.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
By the way, what's his name?
Kathy.
No, your father.
Oh, Stanley.
I said who is. Is there a Susan, Sarah, Stan? I even said Stan.
Oh, I didn't hear Stan. I thought he was giving you another name.
No, he's telling me that name. Who is it, I asked. Go and listen to the archives. You'll see.
I will.
Yeah, absolutely. He's laughing at you.
He's always. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Okay, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. We have a question from RM879, and they want to know, are there any changes in career and finances within the next few months?
Okay, just hold on. What was the name again? What was the name?
RM is their screen name.
Okay, well, the one thing that I have got is a lady in the spirit world. I don't know whether he can acknowledge that, but it's as if there's a new life around the corner for this one. So whatever the question was, what comes along with a new life is refreshing new starts or something to do with good times in the future. So it's as if you've been taken to the bottom, but for a reason, so as we can pick you up, dust you off and start you all over again. So there's some real good signs out there for you. It's whether you notice the signs, pick the signs up and walk with them. It's down to you. Hope that answers your question.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 559. You're on the line with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay.
Good. How can we help you?
Well, my name's Evelyn. I don't know if that's necessary or not. How do I put this? I know it's kind of like an odd, silly question to ask, but I feel like I'm 30 years old, and I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to find a compatible partner, and I would like to know if that's going to happen this year.
Hold on, sweetie. Hold on. Do you have a grandmother passed over?
Yes.
Okay. Were you close to her?
I never met her.
Okay, she's drawing very close to you. You've been lonely, she said. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's as if you haven't really put effort into this, but now you realize it's time to take a different view on the world. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, listen, young lady. It is you that can change your life right now. Excuse me. You have to change you inside. Because to have love come to you, you have to love yourself. And your grandma said you don't truly love yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, once you start to realize that and you start to move with it, you'll realize that the greatest love is waiting for you. But you really have to put a smile on your face and a spring in your step and tell yourself how beautiful you are, because something's been holding you back for many, many years, and something from your childhood that really stopped you from going forward. But you'll overcome all of those difficulties, or you'll see life in a new way, because it is you that's holding you up, not life. Do you understand, sweetie?
I totally understand. Wow.
Thank you. Well, this is from Grandma, so, you know, I can only give you what she gives me. But you need to, like you say, you're 30 years old. It took you a long time to get to 30, if you will. I know that may sound strange, but you've had obstacles all the way through. Does that make sense?
The obstacles are probably due to my relationship area, but everything else seems to be going great, which I'm glad.
Absolutely. So now put that into your life. Now, the relationship area with you can be good, but you need to love yourself, because it's as if you've been handed a beautiful relationship and then you've been disappointed. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, those beautiful relationships are out there for you. You just have to love yourself. Your grandmother keeps telling me to tell you, tell her to love herself, right?
Right.
Do you know the name of Michael?
Yeah, he's my brother.
Okay, she's sending love to Michael too. And also, I need another M initial, like Mitchell or Margaret.
Oh, you know what? It's probably my grandpa. His name was Miguel, but, you know, in English, it's Michael.
Thank you, thank you. But they're acknowledging your brother also. That's why I'm saying there's another M. Thank you so much for that. He's acknowledging the love there to you. Did you know him very well?
My grandpa, I met him twice in my life.
Okay.
Very briefly.
Okay, well, he's here for you, sweetie, and he's a real beautiful gentleman. And he's telling you, you'll find what you're looking for. It's just around the corner. But to, you know, you've had disappointments around the love life area, and he's telling me that's coming to an end. But love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. That's all they keep telling me to tell you. And then you qualify to love another.
Well, I'm just amazed that you hit on my grandma and my grandfather. They're both from my mother's side. I wonder if they have any kind of messages for my mother. I mean, those are her biological parents.
Okay, just hold on. Now, has your mother been going through a sorrow?
Yes.
Okay, they're telling me to tell. Is there a drinker in your family?
I don't know. My oldest sister, I don't know if she's drinking or not. I don't know if she has issues.
Okay, I'm talking about your mum, but they're bringing somebody in who's...
No, not my mother. Oh, no, she's, like, totally against drinking.
No, I know that. I said I'm supposed to be asking about your mum, but they're giving me somebody else. So it must be important that they talk about the drink as well. So just hold on to that one. You know, you'll know where to pick that up later. But that's sending your mum great love. Has she been through an illness also?
Yes, she has diabetes.
Okay. They're watching over her for you. She does as much right as possible, they said, but she's got some sort of habits, you know, that she likes certain things that she shouldn't have.
Mm.
But they're around her. They're looking after her. Who is B? B, Barbara, Betty, Bill.
A B?
Yes.
I don't know. A B? I don't know a B.
Do you know Betty or Barbara?
No, I have a friend named Betty, but they wouldn't know her.
Oh, of course they would, darling. They're not dead. We are.
Okay. I have a friend. I have a friend named Betty.
Okay. Is this Betty the one that you can confide in? You know, you talk to, like a girlfriend?
Yes, Betty is like my best friend.
Okay, they're acknowledging her friendship with you, and she will guide you. But she's a stronger person. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So they said, talk to Betty. She'll lead you in the right direction.
And wow.
Who is Lauren or Lori?
Lori, she's my colleague.
Okay. That's not one like Betty, though. You can't trust her as much, right?
I trust Lori, yes, but she's much older than me. She's about 20 years older than me. Me and her get along.
Okay, but it's like Betty is different.
Oh, yeah, Betty's definitely different than Lori, yes.
Yeah, and Lori is one more that's like, how can I put this? The one that you look up to, sort of, because you are under her wing, if you... I don't know how they want to say this, but...
It's true. I'm under Lori's wing. Well, I'm a teacher, and she's kind of like my mentor.
Yes, absolutely. So you look up to her in a different way, but Betty's like your sister. You can tell them almost anything.
Right, that's so true. Yes.
Okay. But you see, now we were asking about your mum and dad, and we've gone on a different way, because that's how the spirit world works, because you need to understand that they are with you, your grandma, your grandpa. They know about your friends. And what does the month of May mean, and August?
That's my birthday.
Happy birthday, sweetie, from the ones who love you very much in the spirit world. And you have a great day, because that love life,
thank you.
That love life is about to blossom. You come back and let me know, sweetie, because this is going to be the best you've ever had.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Blessings. Our next caller is area code 972. You're on the line with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
Hello, bubbles of love.
Hi there.
Favorite bubble. It's so good to hear your voice, your beautiful, loving voice. I miss you, Lizzie. I miss you.
Love you too.
I know. Well, we are always on Facebook, though, so we can find each other. But you've been in my thoughts, you and Sean.
Thank you.
Thoughts, and always send you loving energy. I just wanted to know, as usual, since I'm still on my journey here, what messages do you have for career change?
Okay, I want you to stop, because they're talking real fast here.
Okay.
They're telling me you will soon be in the lap of luxury, but you're going to be in a position where you are pulled in two different directions here. You won't know which way to go with it, because it's confusing to you. It's like the stage is yours to take, but you somehow won't trust what's coming forward. When that happens, Audrey, I want you to call me, because it's a biggie. And it's like, one minute you think it's going to go, and the next minute it doesn't, and then the next minute it does, and then maybe you will or maybe you won't want it. So it's a confusing time, but it's a biggie, and it's going to land you in the lap of luxury. There is also travel for you. I want to put you in Switzerland or in the Alps somewhere, in Austria, if you like. I don't know. I certainly have Italy for you also. It's as if you're going traveling somewhere, but there's a company that recognizes your beauty and your vocabulary, if you like, and it's like you're on a whirlwind tour. Do you understand?
But do you know what kind of work it is? It sounds fabulous. It sounds like a dream come true.
Well, it's like your sister. You have a sister, right, in the spirit?
Yes, Barb. Uh-huh, Barbara.
Oh, Barbara. Okay. Well, she's just, she's telling me this year is your year now. It's as if she's brought this gentleman to me, and he's like a mermaid gentleman. I know that may sound stupid, but I can only give you what I get.
merman.
A merman. But he's bringing you an abundance. He is absolutely beautiful. So he's coming from a different energy, if you will. It's stage work, she said, your sister, stage work.
Does it have to do with singing at all?
It's stage work. She keeps saying, tell her it's the stage, Elizabeth. It's the stage. So I see you on the stage. I don't see what you're doing yet. But she's telling me to tell you, take it. Don't hover and hover. Don't think you can't do it because you can.
Just do it. Just accept it because it's what I've been waiting for probably for so long.
And there's a lady that's going to move into your life called Serenity.
Her name is Serenity?
Yeah, the lady who will be the go-between, her name is Serenity, or that's the name of her business. I don't know. But your sister's coming through very strong, and she said, listen to this lady. Her name is Serenity. So that's the way I can give it to you, Audrey. But it's like, it's almost like I want to put you in a musical, but I know you don't do musicals. But
no, I love music. Oh, my God, Lizzie, I love musicals, and I love singing musicals.
Okay, so this is probably what she's doing because I've got tap dancing shoes on you, and I've got.
I have tap shoes in my bedroom. Tap dance.
Well, I've got this dress on you, and it's like a tutu dress, but it's a dress with a skirt, you know, like in the 60s, sort of.
Lucy Ball.
It's going to be fun, she said. It's going to be fun, but it's on the stage. But you will travel with this. Audrey, you'll travel with him. And they are bringing you the money to do it too. So I don't know how that's going to happen, but you have to trust.
How soon is this coming in? How soon do you think?
Well, your sister just said this is your year, so it has to be very soon to start it off. But let me see. Also, have you ever heard or have you ever had thoughts of going to Singapore?
I've always wanted to go to Singapore.
Okay. I don't know why, but I've got you dancing there too. So it seems that your sister's on the money here for you. Also, okay. What does the month of October mean, Audrey?
October? This coming October?
Yeah. Anything to do with a birth, a death, a wedding, anything?
Not that I can think of right now.
Well, your sister's got the biggest smile on her face and said, you soon will, Audrey. Don't worry. But I want to say May time is going to be springtime for you. And it's like, it's as if your sister's had to work hard to sort of steer you in this direction. This is the way you're going. But it's going to be a biggie, Audrey, so you best to get your tap dancing shoes on and get some lessons, girl.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I would have never thought about that.
Well, you know, I didn't know that you did dancing and singing and all that neat stuff, you know, but it's like I said, you know what she showed me, The Wizard of Oz with, what's her name? You know, the lady, Judy Garland.
Judy, uh-huh.
So your sister's sort of saying it's like this sort of thing. You take to the stage with those shoes on your feet.
Oh, how sweet. How fun. Now, I was planning on moving to Arizona the end of this year. Do you think that'll happen? Because I don't want to be based in Texas anymore.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's a lot of traveling for you to do, so I would hold on for a definite move yet or even thoughts of a move because you're going to be in different places. So it's like, you know, you get on the train, you go to one state, you do the show, you get off and you do another one. And that. So it's going to be hectic for a while, Audrey.
Well, so I may not be able to move this year if I start this, huh?
Well, you know what? I'm not saying you're not going to move. I'm saying you're going to be very busy. So don't let that be your priority.
But will I like this work, Lizzie? Will my back be able to do it? That's the number one question because I still have my days, you know.
Well, that's probably what your sister was saying. Maybe you'll want to do it. Maybe you won't. Maybe you can do it. Maybe you cannot. I don't know. But it's certainly something you'll try and you'll do your very best. But at the end of the day, it's whether you want to take it on board. It may be too much for you, I don't know, but it's a biggie. I know it's a biggie.
Wow. Well, I guess I have to look at everything. I want to mess up and you know, because maybe with the right physical, I could get myself in enough shape to do it. I just don't want to have any injury, you know.
Well, you've got your tap dancing shoes, haven't you? And you've got that musical talent that you're talking about. So, you know what? Easy does it. You know, you might be able to build up to it. I don't know. But it could be something entirely different that you'll be doing. But I do see the stage and I do see the tap dancing shoes. And it's as if I want to put you in a musical. Now, I don't know what part you'll have in this musical. It might be a nice part that you don't have to be lead or something like that, that you can take it easy. Or it may be that you'll lead. I don't know. So it's down to what you want and what you get off.
The money is good. The money is good, though, Lizzie.
Yes, it's good. It's really, really good. But you know what? I don't have Arizona for you. I have California.
Oh, no. I don't want California anymore.
I know, but you know what? I don't have it permanent, but I do have it. I have to give it you or else, because if you ended up in California, you'd say, well, Lizzie, you never told me that bit, did you?
Yeah.
But I have Santa Monica up that way and Santa Barbara.
Yeah, that's not bad. I love that Big Sur area, though, the northern part of California. That's really beautiful. That's an option.
There you go. It's not like, it's not LA, it's not down the bottom, it's at the top end up there, so up by Santa Barbara and that way.
Oh, that would be nice, because I don't like the LA stuff, that's not me.
And also, your sister said you're taking a trip to Maui.
Wow. Is David going to be okay with all this?
He's done it up to now, she said.
What was that, Lizzie?
She said, he's done it up to now. So, yes, he'll be okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose him. I love him, you know.
Yeah, you know what? He's your number one. He supports you, and that's one thing a lot of people don't have, is that support system. And he's your support system.
He's my rock. You met him. Right, you and Sean met him.
Absolutely. He's your rock. He's your rock, Audrey. The spirit world sent him along for you because he stands beside you.
Oh, I know. I don't want to leave him in the dust. I just don't. That just would never feel right to me, Lizzie.
I know. But let me know what comes up, Audrey, would you?
Yes, thank you. This is beautiful. Thank you both, Lizzie.
I miss you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Amanda, love you, Angel. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 314-225. You're on with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
I am fine. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I am really, really good. I'm just sort of having a lazy snow day in St. Louis. Lizzie, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. I can't thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about my future concerning work and what you see coming to me for full-time employment. I'm also going through quite a bit of stuff right now. I have challenges going.
Don't tell me anymore, because the spirits start to talk as soon as I get your voice. They said things have not happened how you thought they may. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But are you of a water sign?
Say that again?
You know the birth sign. Are you of water?
Oh, geez, no. I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn.
My rising is Sagittarius, and my moon sign is Taurus. All I am is earth and fire.
Is there someone around you who is a water sign?
Somebody? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I wanted to go. Is there someone around you, either a dentist or something to do with the teeth, or is there something wrong with someone's teeth?
Yeah.
Okay, they're acknowledging that over here. I don't know why, but they're acknowledging. So if you understand the message, that's all I have to worry about, right? Okay, your career, it is changing. You know this, right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is something that you've been wanting but afraid to sort of break away from the old and into the new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been trying to find what I need to do and where I'm supposed to go, and there is some fear surrounding it, but there's also a lot of anticipation. I'm looking to find full-time work in my chosen field.
And are you into the medical field?
An ancillary medical field, yeah.
Thank you, because they're just talking medical fields with you. Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again?
They're just talking medical field with you.
Okay. Okay.
So you are connected to the medical field. Is that correct?
Yeah, in a support capacity, I am.
Absolutely. Okay, it doesn't matter which way it comes through as long as I get that medical bit right. Okay, sweetie. You're about done with where you are, and there is bigger horizons for you. But, you know, you ask, what am I supposed to be doing and where am I supposed to be going? Well, if you was to take away the anxiety from that and let the spirit world show you, you would certainly be where you need to be. But when I asked that question to the spirit, they said, you're right where you need to be and you're doing exactly what you should be doing. And,
okay.
I laugh at that sometimes, but, you know, it's so true. You are exactly where you need to be, and you're doing exactly what you need to be doing right now. But you're looking towards a new and better future for yourself.
Yeah.
You do need to come out of the sublime and into the ridiculous. You need to travel the world, if you know what I mean. But it's like you need to enjoy life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely.
You don't sing and dance in your heart is what the spirit's telling me. You've forgotten how to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
how can I regain that connectivity to spirit so I can redo what I'm supposed to be doing? I mean, I'm moving forward with certain things that I know I need to get done.
Okay.
And moving away from where I need to be away from.
Yes, you are. You see, you're being guided and you're doing very well. The spirit world just want you to be a happy camper. Like, they want you to be happy no matter where you are, what you're doing. It's where you need to be and where they have you right now. But it's certainly changing in front of you. And also, are you looking to change your home address too?
Yes.
Because that's a biggie. And
I'm doing a lot of changes right now. There's a lot going on that's shifting.
Absolutely. Well, the house is going to be one of the biggies because it also changes your energy field for you. You've had enough of everything, young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had enough of everything because you know there's a big challenge. You want the challenge. You enjoy the challenge. And
mm-hmm.
so things are opening up in a different direction, which you want, and they will always bring you what you want. Be careful what you ask for. Is there an artist in your family somewhere?
My sister's an artist.
Thank you. I'd just like to ask back to spirit to get confirmation I'm on the right way with you, and then when you acknowledge it for me, then I know what I'm giving you is correct. So there is a new energy around you from the spirit. Your guides have changed for you. Do you do meditation?
Probably not as much as I should.
Okay, so you see, they're laughing over here because they're saying you want it all, but you're not prepared to come and get it.
Okay. Okay, message taken. I've heard that several times. Gotcha.
Absolutely, yeah. So you see, if you want clarity of mind, body, and spirit, all you have to do is ask. But then again, you ask through your meditations and they will absolutely give you everything you're looking for. And you know what? It's great for them because they love to be of service to you. And so the more that you open up your heart for that, the more they love it and the more they want to move in and help you. It's like an excitement. But young lady, you have a psychic gift.
I'm sorry?
You have a psychic gift.
Yeah, I kind of do, and I'm starting to open up to it. I'm not as aware or in tune with it, and I'm trying my hardest to just trust and go with it.
Well, you know what? You can become the medium. You've got every tool at your trade there, and I think it's your calling right now, and that's why you're a little bit like feeling like a fish out of water. I would
mm-hmm.
advise you to take some meditation, go for it, talk to your guides and your spirits, and you know what? They'll change everything with you. They will walk
okay.
with you. Because you have got that gift, and you are a healer also.
That I already know. I've known I was a medical intuitive since I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And that was a while ago.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you've had your confirmation because they gave me the medical side with you. I know exactly where you're going, but that's for you to find out. It is exciting. But you have to put in that work also because you can't sit back and hope the door's going to knock and say, come on now, you can be a medium. You know, this is your calling also. Your calling
mm-hmm.
is to help people. It always has been since you was born. And you're good with your vocabulary. You're good with your personality. The rest is just waiting for you, sweetie.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, you've got a great future there, but you have to go and, you know, give as well as receive.
Like I said, I'm going through quite a bit right now, so I have a few things I have to get lined up before I feel comfortable moving forward with the other things.
Absolutely. But Abby, are you going through some stuff with, not like a divorce or something? Is there a problem?
I am going through a divorce.
Thank you. I don't like to put that out on air for, you know, but they keep pushing me forward with a divorce with you that's unpleasant.
No, you're absolutely right on target, Lizzie. It's totally true. I mean, between the divorce and the career change, the house change, I have a 14-year-old daughter who is hit her teen years with a vengeance. And it's just, you know, I mean, I recognize that's their stuff. But at the same time, I'm also seeing so many other things that are shifting and changing for me. And I have a sense of where I'm supposed to go. It's just that I wanted it all happening now, but I will definitely start doing a daily meditation.
Yeah, you know, sweetie, it's such a great pleasure to talk with you because you understand, and I don't get everybody who understands, but, you know, you're on a very wonderful level here, and I was hearing a lot, but I couldn't give it all out on air, but they did push for that problem with the gentleman there. So, you know what, it's all for the better. You are releasing and cutting all cords, and this is what they need before you can become or go that way you're looking.
That's part of the reason why I haven't pushed forward. It's because I don't want to be blocked any more than I already have been. He's been
Absolutely.
Blocked to me, and yeah. I need to break free of that before I feel comfortable moving into what I know I need to do.
And they know that too, and that's why they're so grateful that you are doing this, because they've waited a long time for you.
I've been waiting a long time until I've just sort of realized that the only way it's going to be the right time is if I make the decision it's going to be the right time.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Yeah, amen to that. What a great lady you are. And you know what? We're going to be hearing your name quite often around the circuit just now. So hurry up.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really value the time that you've taken to talk to me. I hope that you have a marvelous day, and I hope I can talk to you again at some point soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Amanda.
All right, thank you. Okay, Lizzie, our next caller is area code 832. They've been waiting. You're on the line with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
Well, hi, Amanda and Lizzie. This is Melissa. I'm calling from Texas.
Hi.
Hi, I'm good. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I just wanted to see what spirits are saying in regards to my career as well.
Okay, but first I have to get a connection. Just answer yes or no. Is it a female past to your family?
Yes.
Thank you. Is this female a very close female to you?
No, she was my husband's mother.
Okay. Well, she's drawing close. And, you know, when they don't get so close or they can't do as much as they should have done, if you understand, they come to help you. And she's saying... She wished she could have understood before the problems. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, yes.
Thank you. Well, she's here to support you and to love you because she didn't do enough of that, or I don't think you fit into her life. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. And she's saying, I'm very sorry for that, but of course I was in a human body, not a spiritual sense there. So she's learning an awful lot. Is there a V name around you, sweetie? V? Like
V.
Victor, Vince or Victor or Valerie or Victoria, anybody?
My husband has a friend, Victor. We don't see him very often.
Okay, but that's your husband's mum I'm talking to, right?
Yes, that's his mom, yes.
Okay, so don't be surprised if Victor shows up because she's going to work some magic for you. Now, you asked about your career, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you have two children?
I do, boys.
She's sending them love and she's saying thank you for my beautiful grandchildren. And also, may I have an R initial with you, please, R?
An R?
Robert or Richard, Rick, Rose, Rebecca, anybody?
Yeah, my brother's name is Robbie.
Your brother's name is Robbie. Okay. There's someone in spirit that loves him too, so there's a love coming through for him. Now, let's see if we can find someone to give us about your career.
Okay.
When they come through, they want to tell you how much they love you or how sorry they are for what happened, you know. So
right.
It's like there's a great confusion around you, though, sweetie. Do you understand?
Yes.
Your mother-in-law said, let the confusion go, would you, because you're blocking the future. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes we hold ourselves up through fear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Put the fear in the trash can, she said, and everything will blossom. It's like if you have a plant and you water it, it brings you the most beautiful view. You know, the flower is so pretty. But if you don't water it enough, or if you're not bothered with it, then it withers, you know. She wants you to water the plants. She wants you to grow. She wants you to be, you've lost your bubbly, she said. Do you understand?
Yeah, I've kind of lost who I was in the mix of doing everything I was supposed to do.
Absolutely. You've lost your bubbly, she said. Okay. Well, you know, you will be rewarded for all of the hard work you put in. And who is P, Philip or Paul or P?
Philip I can think of is my sister's new husband, Philip.
Okay. Someone's acknowledging him. Do you know if anyone's passed to his family?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, they're acknowledging him. You know, sometimes I wish they'd just keep these little bits for a while so I can continue
talking. Sure.
But somebody's coming through for him anyway. So, but that's okay, sweetie. Okay, so we're finally going to get to you. Your mother-in-law said, victory is on its way. There's good news on its way to you. Please just don't give in, okay? So it looks like everything that you've been waiting for could be yours if you sort of water it. You with me?
So okay,
I want you to visualize a flower, and you're going to look after this flower, right?
Yes.
So that means you're gonna look after you. It's you who is the flower now, and you're wilting. You know, you've done too much, you've gone through too much, and it's time for somebody to look after you and put you back where you need to be. And I think that's why she's here. Excuse me. Is there a D name with you?
A D name, yes. Yeah. David, well, there's my husband's brother, David, yes.
Sorry, darling. Your mother-in-law's passing love there. Does that make sense?
There's what?
Your mum-in-law's passing love to David.
Oh, yes, that does make sense, definitely.
If you could pass that on for her, okay?
I will.
You're going through some very big spiritual growth, too, and the spirit world sort of are around you in a strong way. I don't know whether you feel them or sense them, but are you interested in this sort of work?
Yes, I am. I always have been, ever since I was a child, and I feel like I've put it on the back burner for so long.
Right, because,
well,
she's telling me you're going to fall in love with spirit. It's as if, you know, this is what they're waiting for also. It's synchronicities here today, because I want to say you're going to be a fantastic medium, you know, but it's something that you have to do, and it has to come from within inside of you yourself. But I can see that this is going to be your forte. This is what you've been waiting for from that little girl. But just like me, you hid it away, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so your finances are going to change and your career is going to change. But in a few years, 3 or 4 years from now, you won't know what hit you, because you'll be working in this sort of line. So if not working, you'll be starting to come around to the thought that this is your path.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're beautiful, and you have a beautiful lot of angels with you, and they're acknowledging the love they have for you also. And sometimes, you know, you may come to a reading for something, but it's entirely different to what they're going to take it. And it's because they need to wake you up to the flower, if you will. You know, they've been waiting for you like that other lady. It seems like Amanda's attracting a lot of people who are the mediums, and this show is where you come to sort of get in your enlightenment. So I do believe I'm talking to another medium in the future. So please think about it. You know, if you want it, it is there for you. And I think you'll be fantastic at it, because you've been through so much stuff that you understand it, you understand the workings of it, and you're a very truthful and wonderful young lady.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I think the man that was coming through whenever you mentioned my brother, Robbie, that must be our dad, Billy.
Absolutely. What was his name?
His name is Billy. He's got a great big smile, big personality.
And it's Billy who's pulling you through it, sweetie. So he's guiding you right now with this mediumship stuff. He wants to talk to you. Do you know how to meditate?
Yes, I do. I've been practicing.
Well, you're nearly there, girl. Don't give up. Keep going. You will be amazed, at what your father has got to show you.
That's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's my pleasure, young lady. Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for coming, and many, many blessings.
You too.
All right, thank you. We have two more callers left, Lizzie. We have Mary Lou, and then we have a 352. We'll take those, and then we'll end the show. So I'm going to go on and bring Mary Lou on. Hello, Mary Lou. You're on with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Lizzie. I know I just talked to you a few days ago.
Right.
But I don't know. I was in the queue and I didn't want to hang up.
Oh, dear.
Wait. And then I heard somebody ask about their love life, and I'm thinking, that's a really good question.
Okay, give me your question, Mary Lou. Who?
Do you see anything coming up in my love life?
1 minute, young lady. I don't see anything, sweetie. I have to rely on these guys over here. Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. Okay, there's a guy. He's got, like, facial hair. He's a burly sort of guy. Mary Lou. There's a wedding here, but not yet. But this guy is gorgeous. He's a very hard-working man. And he's on your path. And you know what? Have you ever watched Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Have you seen Little John?
No.
You haven't seen Little John in Robin Hood?
I guess I haven't watched it.
Go back and watch Robin Hood. He's like Little John. He's a big, burly, gorgeous sort of man. He'll pick you up in his arms and he'll love you like you've never been loved before.
Do I know him already?
If he's tall and he's burly, yes, you do.
So what is his problem?
His problem is maybe he's waiting for you to make a move. Sometimes, you know, girl, the women have to make the first move these days. Is this description that I've given you making sense?
Yes, but I'm waiting for him to make a move. He's got to make a move. No. He's got to do that.
Well, you know what? Maybe we're a little old-fashioned here. Maybe that, you know, sometimes the guy's thinking, I wonder if I made a move that she'd reject me, or I wonder what's going to happen when I make a move. So maybe you need to be a little bit sassy.
No, actually, I've made moves. It goes nowhere. It's got to be his deal, and it just doesn't happen.
Okay, well,
That's why I need help. That's why I need serious help.
Well, you know what, girl? I've just given you a description, and it's just come straight from spirit. It looks like that's your guy. So I would not give up on him yet.
I don't.
Good girl. Hold on. I think it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, but how long that might be?
I don't see anything. I told you. Let me just
ask
you pretty well.
How long is it going to be? Because it's been years. Years of this.
Let me ask you then, Mary, has he got things to sort out in his life?
He did, but I would like to think that he done did that, but apparently not.
No, because they said he hasn't closed the door yet. Once he closes the door, he's free. So they may be answering your question for you, sweetie, because they said that there's something he needs to finish off and he hasn't done it, and he needs to close the door, then he can move forward. So that's probably why he's not made the advances that you were hoping for.
I still don't want to. I'm not making any more moves. It's
no, well done. Okay, so you settle that way and wait for it to happen. But I would suggest you watch Robin Hood and look for Little John. And if he looks like that, then hey, you've got your man.
I'll go Google Little John.
Absolutely.
Sounds like the right man. I'm just really frustrated.
Well, you know what, Mary? I could have, you know, brought someone different, and you would have said, well, that doesn't make any sense. But they gave me exactly Little John, the big burly guy, gorgeous guy. But then when you asked, you know, another question, I went back and they said, he needs to close the door. There's something unfinished in his life that he hasn't finished, that once he does, then you have him.
Okay.
So he hasn't finished off yet, sweetie. So hold on a little longer, would you?
I will.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks for talking to me again.
My pleasure.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you. Our next caller is area code 352. You're on the line with Amanda and Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can we help you?
I wanted to know if with all this I've been going through for like 2 or 3 months, if I'm headed in the right direction and what can I do to head to the right direction? Where am I supposed to be?
Okay, I want to go back either 5 years or 5 months. How far do I need to go back with this problem?
5 years, I would say.
Okay. It's as if someone's walking around, it may be you, with like, how can I put this? You know what's going on, but you don't recognize it. I don't know how to put the message through. Has your father passed?
Yes.
Okay. I have your father. Let me ask you this question as well, because I like to get it right. Are you in love, married, or whatever? Because there's a beautiful gentleman I see with you.
I am not with him anymore.
Okay. This is why I went This is why I went very gingerly. Your father is telling me your knight in shining armor is awaiting you, right? So I've got to give you that message first. And also, in 4 months from now, 4 months, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things turn around for you and you start to breathe. Do you understand the message?
4 months from now, yes.
Okay. It's going to be just the same till 4 months. And then after 4 months, you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and things start to change for you. This has been, like I said, been ongoing for 5 years. You've come a long, long way. But it's like your father said, it's been you that's been holding stuff up. Do you understand, as well as someone else?
So it's been me that's holding back?
It's part you, part someone else. It's like,
okay,
you've got to see that it's been you also. It's not like it's all on the shoulders of one person. It's you as well, because you could see, but you didn't sort of act on it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you so much, because I like to get it right if I can. And sometimes when the message comes through, I have to be very diplomatic on the way I deliver it. Okay. So there is a new love for you. I don't know whether he's with you or what, but there's a new love your father's put on your path. There is also a celebration and a vacation that's going to come along with it after the next 4 months, and you will see that your father is right there with you, guiding you. So all your troubles should be under the ocean by then, if you will, you know, cleared away. Do you have something going on with the what?
Do I have something going on with the what? I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yeah, with the law, like, is the papers to be signed or something going on? Did you have a ticket or something?
No, but I am in the middle of trying to get, I have full custody of my kids, but I don't want the father to be around them because he's very abusive, should I say.
Have you been to the law about this because your father's concerned?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This is your father knows about this, sweetie, and he is helping you. But this gentleman is abusive in many ways. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your father is acknowledging the law, and he wants you to remember he gave you that because it's not done yet. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that, because when I'm getting stuff and I have to give it to you, we're on air, so you have to be very diplomatic with the way it goes. So as long as you understand it, that's wonderful. I'm okay with that. So your career and your life will change, but not yet, sweetie. We've got 4 months to go.
Oh, okay. I've been living in heck, and I don't even know how much more I can take.
Well, you haven't got to take much more. You've got through 5 years of it, girl, so 4 months is nothing. It's a walk in the park to you. But it's not bad. It's not bad at all for the next 4 months. It's you're going through into the light, out of the darkness, if you will. And by that time, it's all done and dusted. So you have time for celebration after that. And then you've got the rest of your life to be happy. So that's not very long, sweetie. If I told you it's going to be ended next week, I would be telling you a lie. And then you would not respect me. And I would not be doing this job because I have to give you the truth.
Right. And my love will be coming in 4 months too as well?
Oh, he's already on the way, sweetie. So let me know. He's on the way already. So he could be with you anytime. It may be he that helps you through and makes it less painful.
Yeah, I do believe that. I do believe people come in your life for a reason. I honestly do that.
Absolutely.
And I got told that you have to straighten you out first before you get someone else, but I believe that someone else can come in your life to help you.
Absolutely. You are so right, and you are so clever, because that's exactly what's happening, and you understand it, so, hey, it'll be a breeze for you.
So this person that's coming, it's not going to be 4 months. It's going to be soon.
He's on his way. He's on his way right now. So he's not long. It could be a week. It could be two. It could be a month. It could be two. I don't know. But he's on his way.
What does he look like?
Well, as I'm looking at him, he is, how can I put him? I would say about 6 foot high. He's got a great complexion, really big heart, loves music. Oh, he's got the rhythm, girl.
Oh, great. Oh, good. and he loves kids, too, right? Because
absolutely.
I don't want to have anyone around my kids.
But
you know what I mean? It's kind of...
Yeah, but you know what? He's loving you. And when you love someone, whoever's with that someone is automatically loved as much as you are. So... But if he didn't love you as much as what, you know, they don't take to children either. So this one's going to love you. He's in the groove. I want to keep rapping and I want to keep dancing and I want to keep singing. And he's coming in on that sort of vibration. He's gorgeous.
Wow. And he thinks I'm beautiful too?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
No, you just get ready, sweetie.
Okay. I'll wait. I'm waiting. I've been waiting. Because the person that I'm talking about, their kid's father, he's not really a nice person. And I gave him a chance after chance after chance of, you know, letting him see the kids. And I know you see it and feel it, but he's just so horrible. Like, he'll tell the kids, you know, your mom's this, your mom's that. If your mom has a boyfriend, I'm going to kill her, this and that and the other. So I feel by taking him out the picture, it helps.
Absolutely. That's what you're saying. You remember when your father said, it's partly your fault? Because you tried to do the best, but you knew really and truly it was the worst thing you could have done, because, you know, he's putting on the children all that stress and all of that stuff, and the kids are taking it in, and it's making it all worse, you know what I mean?
Yes, and I did try to give him a try, and he's saying the reason why I won't let him see his kids because I want to be with him, and that's not even the case.
No.
You know, then I have the girlfriend that harassing me, and I'm here to stay, and you don't need to contact him. I'm just like, oh my gosh, please just leave me alone.
Yeah,
move on with your life.
Well, I'll tell you something, the guy that's coming in is huge. He'll soon sort that one out.
The guy that's coming, I'm sorry?
The guy that's coming in your life, your prince, if you will. He won't take any messing, Talia. He'll sort it out for you.
Okay. And, yeah, his girlfriend is, oh my gosh, terrible. I don't think it'll be long before that lasts, but, and I'm sure he'll be back, but it's going to be too late.
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to leave it to God.
Yeah, because the right thing will come to you, and that's what Lizzie's saying. So I'm excited for you.
Me too. Me too. I'm hoping this week or something, some little enlightenment to.
Yeah, well, just as this. Lizzie said, it's going to be really good. Thank you for calling, though.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Lizzie, we do have one more caller. It looks like 111. We'll see if they come through, okay? Hello, you're on with Lizzie and Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
It's Sandra here. Have you got
How
me, Amanda?
How can we help you? Yeah, we've got you. You're in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Well, I just really like to know what Spirit has for me. It's been a rough...
Has your mum passed, Sandra?
No.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother. Okay. Was she like a mum to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's coming in on a beautiful, loving vibration like a mum. Have you been depressed?
Yes.
Okay. And have you lost someone recently in the last couple of years?
Well, the lady I was looking after just died a week ago.
Okay. There's someone here, and she's telling me she's only, you know, this is what I'm saying, recently. Okay. She says thank you. She's absolutely on her knees to say thank you. She said she loved the angels, but I don't know whether she was a believer, but she can't get over
it. No, she wasn't.
Okay, because
she believed me.
Yeah. She can't get over how the angels look, she said. They're so beautiful, and... it's like I'm floating, you know, she's, you know, when they don't believe, sometimes it's the biggest shock and they love it, and sometimes they get so scared, but she's loving it, you know, she's loving it, but I can't breathe with her. Did she have a breathing problem?
She smoked.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm saying. She's trying to give me what was wrong here, but she's giving you the greatest love, and she said, don't be sad, I'm still here, but millions and millions of thank yous. Because I love you, she said. I know I was a pain in the butt. Was she?
Not really. She thought she was, but she wasn't.
Yeah, she said, oh, I am Elizabeth. I was. I gave her the runaround, she said. But she is so in awe of you, and she's telling me, what you did for her, you did from your heart, and you always get repaid for that in many ways, in many blessings. So it's as if she wants to send you many, many blessings. Also, I want the August month with you also. What does that represent?
I didn't catch that.
The August month.
The argument?
No, the August, the month of August.
Oh, August, oh, my daughter's wedding.
Okay, she's acknowledging that as her, you know, she's coming through. And who is Joni or Jana? I want the J name.
Jim, John.
Okay.
Okay.
She's met somebody with the J name too. Would you know that, who it would be?
Well, my grandfather's name was James.
James, okay, thank you. Your friend that's just passed over... she's met someone with the J initial also. She wants you to know that. And also, she's got the dog. Would you understand this?
She has the dog, Benji.
Yes. Okay, you understand this?
Not really, no.
Okay, let's go this way. Do you know of a dog that passed over?
Oh, Moogie, my dog. Oh.
Okay, she has the dog. Okay, she's
oh,
got the dog.
Okay, Moogie.
Okay, now you get it. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Okay, she's telling you, I've met the dog, I've got the dog here with me, and she's a beautiful lady. Did she have to sit a lot or lie in bed an awful long time?
Just since she fell, which was back in January.
She didn't like this, she said. This was terrible.
I know.
Because she didn't like to be housebound or whatever. She liked to do stuff, right?
Yes.
And who is the B name around her, sweetie? Is there a Ben or a Billy or a Barbara or a Betty?
No, I. She has three sons. Brian.
Brian, thank you. Okay. She's passing love down this way here to the children also, and she wants you to tell them that Mum's okay. She's playing with the angels. And I don't think they'll believe because she didn't believe, she said. But, you know, that's okay, she said, because when I got here, I just thought I was in a pantomime of some kind, she said. I didn't believe it all, but she said they're so loving and so beautiful. Oh, my goodness, she said, I could write a book from heaven. But she's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
With
her passing, I am out of work.
Well, but you know what she said? There'll soon be somebody else. There's going to be some work for you, so don't worry about that one. But you need a break, she said, in between.
Okay.
There's going to be some. Are you a carer in your, like, is that what you do?
That's what I did for the past 18 months. I've done many things in the past.
Yeah, but you have a passion for this, is that correct?
Well, I love people. I love old people. I love, you know.
Yeah, you're going to do a lot more work. Yeah, you're going to do a lot more work, sweetie. She's telling me there's a job waiting for you, so just start looking. There's something there, and if you believe in it, it'll be there for you all the more quicker. Don't be like me, she said. I was obstinate. She was, how can I put this, stubborn.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be stubborn, she said, like me. Go for it. There is a job waiting for you, sweetie, so don't be sad. It's coming.
How soon do you suppose? I mean,
it's there right now, sweetie, so if I were you, I'd get looking. And this is to a gentleman, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to have some fun with this one.
I'm going to have to what?
You'll have some fun with this one. You think this one, you think your friend was stubborn, this one's worse.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Does she have a message for her husband who is, he's still alive, obviously.
Yeah, but he's not doing too well, she said. Is that right?
Probably not. I've had problems with her son, actually. And
that's not Brian, though, is it?
No, well, Michael, I think.
Okay.
Michael more so. It could be Brian, too.
Okay. Well, there's going to be more work, that's all. But she's sending her husband love, but she said he had a lot to put up with me, right? It's as if she was a very stubborn lady, but she also had a great deal of love inside of her. And it's this love that
she just wasn't demonstrative.
No, she wasn't, but she was a little stubborn, she said. But, you know, she's enjoying it over there. You wouldn't have thought that, she said, but I'm enjoying it. And she said she can't...
I told her that.
Yeah. She can't wait for her husband to come over and see what it's all about because he's fantastic. But he's going to be a few years yet, she said.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Love, do you see anything in the up-and-coming?
With you? Well, I just asked her and she said, not yet. So that's the only thing I can tell you, not yet. But, of course, in the future, and it's going to be a way away, but you've got work to do first and they don't want any distraction. So the love is there, but not yet, sweetie. She said, not yet.
So the work that I'll be doing with this gentleman...
It's caring for him.
Okay. Like I am a Reiki healer as well.
Right.
And,
you will, this is the gift that you have that will get you through into many different people. I think people are your passion. I think older people are your passion, and I think they will find you, not you find them.
Okay. Well, this whole scenario has been very, very hard in my heart. And, I wasn't sure how it was going to, you know, whether I, you know, what else to go into, whether to just go into the healing as opposed to taking care of, you know, the elderly. Because this is really, Yeah, it's been very, very hard on me.
Absolutely, it has. But you'll be okay, sweetie. You know, when the lessons are hard, the lessons you pull from that is even better, because you have to be strong to get through them, right?
Mm. Yes, you have to be strong. I have another situation, like a court case, like a small claims court with my ex-partner.
That'll be good on your way, sweetie. Your friend said that will be good. That will come for you.
Okay. And financially, so I'll be okay financially, because that is a concern. My daughter's getting married and wants money. And
you'll be okay, sweetie. Yeah. You know what? For what you've done, the spirit world acknowledge you in many different ways. And this lady is working along that line for you. So have some faith, sweetie. Put a smile on your face and just give it to God, because he's the only one that can help us all. You know, but before that, we have to help ourselves. So it's a 50-50 split there. So believe, and it will all be okay for you.
And, you know, with her, actually, what caused me to quit from taking care of her husband, you know, he has Alzheimer's, and his son chose to let him to drive. And you know, I had submitted my bill for my time, and then the son disallowed it. He just said, we're not paying you for that. If you want, you know, you're going to be there, you have to do this and that. Should I bother pursuing it or just let it go?
Well, you know what, that's karma on their side, and karma always comes back to you. So I would just let that go and call it, you know, put it down to, you know, what the word I'm looking for, I don't know, but just let that go and move forward, because they're taking the karma for that one. If they don't pay, they shall lose three times more than what they owe you. So it'll be a loss for them, not for you, sweetie.
Okay,
darling.
What was that?
All right. Thank you for calling, Sandra.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. Thanks very much, Lizzie. That was
all
wonderful.
Right. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
All right, Lizzie, we're going to end the show, and I wanted to thank you for calling, and we'll definitely do this again.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you so much for having me, Amanda. It's been great.
All right, you have a great rest of the day, and thank you for coming on. Blessings.
Blessings.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every